Emanating from the campus of Western Kentucky University and heard throughout the Commonwealth. From the land between the lakes to the Cumberland Gap, from Louisville to Bowling Green, and everywhere in between, get ready to enter the red zone. Your destination for all things sports. And now, here's your host, Will Gerber.
March something, 2024. Woo!
Boomsticks!
It's March Madness and
Boomsticks!
Taylor Sanders. Yeah, I don't know. We don't know who that is. We don't either, so. Welcome in, WKU basketball still sucks. Both teams took L's in the final game of the season against Liberty. The men's team got up early, fell behind, almost came back, had a chance to win, and of course they didn't. Lost 82-79. The women's team lost there. Yeah, they have a long losing streak. The longest losing streak since the 1970s. They lost 84-77. We get to go to the Rocket City for the first time in a long time. Conference USA's tournament will be in an actual basketball arena, not a freaking airplane hangar. All right,
that's
well,
fair.
The women's tournament breezed through a lot of these because who cares? UTEP, Sam Houston will play MTSU, or excuse me, lose to MTSU. Liberty, Western play, so Liberty will win. And then, yeah, pretty much, I'm saying Liberty, Middle Tennessee.
Dude, that's
championship.
Always the time.
Boom, there you
it.
Go. Yeah. And men's, now this is the interesting one. Jacksonville State and FIU. The
FIU.
8-9. Give me Jacksonville State now.
No, give me FIU.
Sam Houston's the one seed. They won the... Hey, how about that? You can see why we're still in Conference USA, because the two news schools that came this year won the two sports people care about, basketball and football. Liberty's new, and Sam Houston's new, and we're just that's why.
Sam Houston,
go to the American.
Sam Houston might get first round upset. I could see it happening.
Are you serious?
I could see it.
If anything, I think they're going to the title game.
I could see it.
They're
going
to lose to us. La Tech plays Middle Tennessee on Wednesday.
Middle Tennessee's not winning.
La Tech.
I'm taking Tech because Tech's got more size.
Tech by 14.
They have size on everyone.
They literally played yesterday. Yeah. Tech won by 14.
Yeah. No, are you serious?
84-70.
No way I just called that. That's crazy. Yeah,
Liberty
I had no clue that
plays UTEP. That could be interesting. Joe Golding.
Dude, I like Liberty.
I'm picking UTEP.
I like UTEP for another.
I got a beautiful shot of Joe Golding
team.
In Diddle Arena.
I want UTEP as well.
Golding, that defense they run is gonna. They play a matchup man-to-man zone, yeah. So they can defend the three-point line well, and that's where Liberty beats you.
Well, at one point in the season, they led the nation in steals. So Joe Golding is a goat.
Yeah,
that's defense.
That's incredible.
So we're offense, defense.
What? Leading the nation in defense is hard to do. Or
defense
in steals is hard
in
to
the
do.
Conference
yeah, that's incredible.
Give me UTEP. Here's what I think happens. Western Kentucky beats New Mexico State.
Facts.
Western Kentucky plays Louisiana Tech. Western Kentucky beats Louisiana Tech.
Oh, yeah.
Western Kentucky plays UTEP in the Conference USA Championship game.
I think this is a great draw for WKU. Yeah, if you're WKU, I think you're happy that you play New Mexico State in the first round.
And then maybe dropping the last five games of the season was a blessing in disguise.
And let someone else beat the team that you can't beat.
Okay, keyword, try to get hot. They're as cold as you can get.
Well, you can't get any worse.
Yeah. I was about to
you
got to
remember, Rick Stansbury ain't walking through that door. Coach that has won two straight conference tournaments is walking through that door. He knows a thing or two.
What's
about
New Mexico
winning.
State's record?
I don't know. Not
We're
going to
beat New Mexico.
They're not good?
No.
Okay.
We should beat them. If we lose to them, well, then
is Steve Ludd short for Steven or something?
Probably.
That's interesting.
That's a Tanner question.
I think Louisiana Tech, it's their tournament to lose. I know Sam Houston just beat them, but I think that it's really hard. If you look at Conference USA, those two guys, Crawford and Baccio that they got, it's going to be hard to knock them out. So we'll see. Cheering for Western, but
Crawford for Sam Houston.
Crawford for Eric. No, it's not Eric.
I'm thinking of Lamar Wilkerson because we shut that dude out when he played here.
Yep.
Well, Sam Houston, the game we played when Dante Allen dropped 30.
Yep.
It wasn't. Yeah. Tyler's right. Yeah. But Sam Houston's is a game where Don missed the game winner. Super close down to the wire.
Yeah.
Yep. So.
I mean, honestly, I think WKU's got a good shot to win it if they just play basketball from the opening.
That's the thing I love about this tournament is there are four or five teams who I think can genuinely win this. I think Sam Houston, Liberty, WKU, and Louisiana Tech all can win it, and even UTEP. I mean, they got a great coach, play good defense. Like Will said, defense is going to win this tournament. We'll see what happens. It's going to be who can stop the three ball. I mean, Sam Houston can shoot.
It also comes down to who can come through in the big moments. I think that's another big thing. And I think hopefully Western Kentucky, even though they're on a five-game losing streak, can come through in the big moments where they have struggled to do that. Because if you come through in the big moments, heck, we'd probably be number one seed in the conference, if all I care.
I do agree that it was a favorable draw. New Mexico State was definitely a good opponent to get in the first game. But, you know, if we get past that, then it's Louisiana Tech, which is going to be pretty tough. Right?
I like that draw.
It's hard to see them. Just because they've been so inconsistent and they're at their worst point of the season.
But here's what I'm going to say about Louisiana Tech. I'm glad that we lost to them at home.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is really hard to beat a team three times.
Yeah. Best question Jim Mashick ever asked is right after that game. He goes, "This is a team you might see in the conference tournament. How do you feel about that?" And like all of them smiled like we're ready after that loss. So best question Jim Mashick ever
asked. I walked in, I was like, you know, I wouldn't be that upset if Louisiana Tech won tonight. They were like, "Oh, come on, what do you mean?" And I was like, well, I mean, you can't beat a team three times. So I'd rather lose this meaningless game. And
correction, you can't beat a Steve Lutz team three times. You can beat a Rick Stansbury team three times.
Anybody could beat Rick Stansbury. He doesn't do anything.
We beat them on the road. We beat them.
Yeah, that's why I have faith.
I think it was the only
similar
home,
game.
One of two only home losses.
But yeah, they also were missing Houston a player too. In that game. Yeah. I don't
wait,
who
so
was,
question. We went 0-2 against Sam Houston, 0-2 against Liberty, and 1-1 against LA Tech.
We beat Liberty.
We beat them at home.
Yeah, the only team we lost twice to was Sam Houston.
Okay.
What we could really use happening is Middle to knock off Louisiana Tech somehow.
I'd rather play Tech than Middle Tennessee.
No, what?
Are you kidding me?
Give him the mic.
What in the world?
Okay, my bad. Hey, nothing better
defend
than 100
your point.
Miles
defend
of hate.
Your point.
Explain yourself.
Please.
Okay, let's see. Well, how about redemptions for the Bigs? That's number one. Number two,
wait,
I think we have a better shot.
Yeah,
that
would
go in favor of both games. We need a redemption for both games.
Yeah.
Well, we need a redemption for just about every game.
We just need a redemption for pretty much every game. I don't matter.
I'd rather Middle beat them, and then we beat the living blank out
of
them.
That's what I'm saying. If Middle beats them for some reason.
Right, Gus? Blue Raider football legend.
Glad to be
now,
here.
In all honesty, I'd rather – I want to get redemption against Middle so bad. I want to get redemption
really
so bad
at the end of the day,
because
like, –
no, because it was baffling how straight
think
up they choked
that
game.
That game.
We played like garbage, and we still would have won.
We
would have won if
win.
The officials had common sense at the
we
end.
Were joking.
Okay, yeah, that's fair. Okay, my bad. I'd rather play Middle Tennessee.
A lot of
I'd
us on this show Tennessee. Went down to Murfreesboro for the game, and we were joking with Western's fans on the way out. Like, this is just – we played terrible, and we almost
we play like garbage, and you losers still almost lost.
Like, say they get literally played garbage, but down lost by three.
No, I'm with Logan, though. If that could happen, that's going to be huge for WKU because that can punch a pretty
–
I don't want to say easy because everything's going to have to be earned in a conference tournament, but it gives us a really good chance to get to that championship game.
I mean, the biggest thing – the biggest loss that this team had during this losing streak was by six.
Advantage or disadvantage that we'll play three games in 48 hours if we win the conference tournament.
I think it's great.
I think it's an advantage.
I think it's advantage.
It's a good thing.
If you play well and then you keep playing well.
Yeah.
You notice this losing streak they've had, it's because they haven't had a game during the week. They had a week off, then they lost on Saturday.
Also,
had a week off, lost on Saturday. Had a week off, lost on Saturday.
Go
ahead, Cole.
Interesting fact about that losing streak. NCAA put out an article about losing streaks, and going into tournaments, teams that have a losing streak of two games or more win 60% of their first games in the tournament.
That's why I love the New Mexico State draw.
Yeah.
Because
I like
think
it.
My mindset is, okay, we pick up a win, let's get back on the right track and roll it into the next day.
Well, also, your one loss to New Mexico State is when you blew a 23-point lead on the road. So not going
to
happen again.
And then you redeemed yourself and whooped them by 14 at
home.
I
was watching the extra point this week, and you all had them up against Liberty, and I didn't like that at all.
That was Big Red.
That was Big Red.
Well,
Big Red selection.
Big Red
show.
Picking that.
Hey, thank you, Big Red. No. Well, it's
which
said,
part?
It was the bracket had Liberty and WKU in the first round playing each other. I'm pretty sure. Maybe it was women's. But
well, this was before the draw.
Yeah,
this
it
was
before
the official
draw. Official bracket was released, and so I thought, like, for some reason, I thought that maybe
that was
had
Big
already
Red.
Been set. And I was like, oh, great. We got to play Liberty again in the first round, which I feel so much better.
I think on the seeding before Saturday, we were slated to play Liberty.
Right, and that's why I'm so thrilled that we get New Mexico State.
Yeah, Liberty's on the other
New
side.
New Mexico State, I think, is a great pick. great draw for this team.
Yeah, we didn't pick that. That was Big Red. Shout out to Big Red.
Shout out Big Red.
But, Will, to your point, though, about playing three games in 3 days, that's where a lot of these upset teams in the tournament come from, these 14, 15 seed games, because a lot of those teams do not really play well for the entirety of a season. Heck, a lot of them aren't even one seeds in their conference tournaments. They just
Steve
catch
Wutz
fire
knows
in
that.
The conference tournament. Yeah.
They almost exactly. knocked off Alabama, right? Or not Alabama. Who they?
No.
No,
they
almost
won
beat
their play-in game.
Oh, okay.
I forget who they played.
Who cares who they played? But yeah, they got the brakes beaten off of them by
Alabama.
But granted, give them this. Terrion Murdick scores ACL in the championship game.
Yep.
So they played that game with the other best player.
Yep. And also, this is where – and I don't know if you mentioned this before, but that's where losing Jalen Jackson hurts, especially defensively.
We
because
knew that.
He is
yeah. Down. He was the anchor of the team. Yep. There were many times on the bench that Lutz literally was like, this is your team. Take control.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now it's Don. So let's see what they got.
Yep. Means to be seen.
Hey, I'm feeling a La Tech MTSU watch party. I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it.
I'm watching all of these games.
There's no show this week, so we're watching every night. I don't know if I want to watch Jacksonville State.
We'll hook the sticky kid iPad up to the TV and we'll watch every game.
No, La Tech MTSU, though, I would like a watch party would go crazy for that game.
Yes, we play 8 o'clock on Thursday night.
Yep. I'll be there. Well, not there, but
we'll be
here. Yeah. I'll be watching it. Moving
then,
on.
If they win, we won't be here Friday and Saturday.
I'll be here Friday.
If everything goes right, I'm going back home on Thursday. Woo! Spring break!
There you go.
Ryan Dearbone, if you're listening, please cancel class on Friday.
Back to Murfreesboro.
Blue Raider legend.
Back to Murfreesboro. Spring ball, baby.
What's next, the Gerbs?
Blue Raiders! High school basketball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to name
the championship
I'm
game
not gonna
is in the
name
first round.
The organization that runs it because they don't think we're valuable enough to cover their tournament.
Pieces up. I can't finish that.
I'm going to send them all of our packages.
But here we are giving free publicity to all three of our listeners.
Yes.
KHASS.
Yes.
Well, I didn't say what it was.
I cannot believe they denied you guys. It's high school basketball. It's
Jason Franks!
The more coverage, the better for our state.
That's the Twitter guy! We got a problem!
Dude, that's unbelievable. You would think they'd want as much coverage of a tournament for our state as...
This past week at Diddle Arena, an upset happened. Bowling Green beat 32-1 Franklin Simpson in the semifinals and eventually won their fifth straight region championship.
6-7 for Calvin Head. He's been 7 years the head coach, only lost it once.
Yep. And
he lost in the championship game.
Yep.
He's the best coach in the region. I'm sorry.
I don't understand why he has not even won a coach of the year. Apparently, Joe Brunk, from what I learned, called it the quote-unquote Bowling Green curse or something like that, because apparently everybody expects him to do well. But, dude, put some respect on Calvin.
Well, this was
the
year that he deserves it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But they play some team from the sticks. Then McCracken plays another team from the sticks.
What in the hell is an Owlsley County?
I've never heard of it.
Joe Brunk's home.
My honor!
It's where your cousin lives!
So,
God damn it! We weren't supposed to be on the show yet! Pop down!
So what do you guys think about this bracket? It's so weird. They play.
It's so lopsided.
They played the semifinals and the championship in the semifinals.
They've always done that.
Butler made it to the Sweet 16.
I love that. I love that.
Reed Shepherds.
North Law.
Are in the morning and then the championships at night.
I love that.
You think it's weird, but I mean AAU ball, you play like four games
and
but the kids are used to it. Yep. Like they're all used to travel ball where they're playing their champion. If you're the champion, you played five games over the course of 2 days, and three of those were on a Sunday.
The championship game should have its own day.
So fun.
Well, they're not going to pay for
it. Didn't work.
No,
didn't work.
People didn't show up
on Sunday, and it was stupid. You know, nothing should be on a Sunday, especially in high school sports.
So you have to play at 1:30, then get like a little 4-hour break, then go back to play at 7:30.
That's quite literally travel ball, like growing up as a kid.
Yeah, I mean that's. I mean we did that. You know,
you have time to go eat, go to your hotel, take an ice bath, and then come back.
No, you go outside and convince your parents to take you to Mr. Gaddy's and make them buy you a whole bunch of stuff.
Well, that's what the manager does.
I never
traveled. The bottom half
team.
Of this bracket
this
is the bottom half of
Sacred
this
Heart.
Is
Sacred Heart.
Everybody else is playing for second place.
George Rogers Clark. And Sacred Heart
is
will match up.
Second place tournament.
Everyone it's said like Franklin Simpson was winning.
Let's just let all the other six teams battle it out for third place.
Hey, who's coming out of the top? The top. Who's going to play the
Butler
six,
made it?
Play the Valkyries in the title game.
Bethlehem.
Bethlehem's on the other side. Bethlehem's got to play.
Is Bethlehem the school
game.
That played Bowling Green
yep.
that day we went?
Yes.
Could it be an pretty all good. Louisville championship? Could Butler?
I could see that. I'm saying Butler.
What do you mean
Franklin
all
Louisville County
championship? The two
Green
teams in the
three.
Championship?
I'd say Bowling Green has a shot.
I'm
is
saying,
that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it could
give
be
me
Bowling,
Franklin.
Bowling
give
Green
me,
could
give
get
me.
There. Could Bowling Green get there?
You know, if I forget. Play. I picked him last week. Give me Bowling Green losing to Sacred Heart by 25 points.
Sacred Heart's not. I don't think Sacred Heart's winning it.
What?
Just because I saw Franklin Simpson lose, I think Sacred Heart's going to lose.
Stop.
Oh, that is a completely different team.
Yeah.
Zakiya, what's her last name?
Johnson.
Yeah, Zakiya Johnson gets a Division I offer every other week. I mean, they're not losing the state championship.
So does Leah Macy from Bethlehem.
Stop! Leah Macy is not on the level of Zakiya Johnson. She will never touch
Zakiya
Johnson.
They're both ranked. They're both ranked top 10 in the nation.
I saw Zakiya Johnson beat the living piss out of my high school 89-19.
Was she Kentucky Mrs.
No, Zakiya's probably going to go to UConn.
Okay, don't even hate on them. They're both top 10 in the nation, and they're both front.
10 in the
I have
nation.
Watched both them play, and I watched Zakiya Johnson whoop a prep school from Tennessee, and I watched Leah Macy play a half-impressive game against Bowling Green.
No
there
one,
is a key
no,
difference in competition and schedules that those two teams play. Sacred Heart plays
she
a prep
played on
school.
Mercy.
Sacred Heart plays a prep school schedule, and they are dominating. Sacred Heart, you cannot touch them. They are in an echelon of their own.
It's just like
they are a national program.
Respectfully, I'm trusting ESPN.
Bethlehem
over
does not
Cole's
do anything.
Eyes. I'm going to listen to ESPN's ranks over Cole's eyes.
Let's look.
Is Bethlehem's girl the really tall blonde girl that we went and watched
yeah.
play bowling?
Yeah.
44.
What's she ranked in the country?
He's saying top 10.
No.
Yeah.
Nah.
Maybe she was last year.
Kentucky.
She was last year for a graduating class. But listen, she's a junior. Is Zakiya a senior?
No,
she's a junior.
Okay, yeah, so they play on the same AAU team.
Oh,
they both play for
might,
Kentucky
she
Premier.
She might be up there then because she was good.
Yeah,
but
no.
But top 10 as a senior then, but as a junior, maybe.
For her
she
graduating
was,
class, not for a
good.
You can't say for a junior because she's only being compared to all the other juniors. If that makes sense,
is she
sense.
Reclassifying or what?
No. Class of 25, she's ranked top 10 in the nation. It could have dropped.
100% sure on
it could have dropped.
I don't know about top.
But that ranking was like a year ago. She was seventh.
Top 15. She was good.
She was seventh.
Leah Macy's ranked eighth. Zakiya Johnson's ranked fifth.
In what? Kentucky?
No.
And
this is
in the U.S.
National.
Wow.
Oh, Eli's right. Okay. I mean, me, Cole, and Will went to that game because Cole's the PA for Bowling Green Women's, and literally, and
it's Will. I'm
well, I'm
the backup.
Sorry, Will, I didn't yeah. say Will. I was thinking too fast, but we all went, and I remember literally like I was talking to Cole like this girl's got to have some D1 offers. Like this girl
yeah,
is good.
She's good.
I didn't
but...
realize she was top 15 in the nation. I would have got her autograph. No, I'm just kidding. But no, but, oh, that even just sounds weird. But
yeah.
No, she was really talented, really good player. But that's surprising.
I mean, she had 31 points and 20 rebounds in the region championship. That's pretty damn good.
That's the fifth region.
That's the fifth region of girls basketball.
Fifth
true. They didn't play anyone. But, like, you should be able to do really good against bad teams. So, like,
yeah,
she's obviously
doing what
she's
she
doing
should.
Her job. Yeah.
Well, anyways, it's basically the Sacred Heart Invitational and whoever wants to lose by 20 to them in the championship game.
Invite them.
I think it's going to be fun that Leah Macy and Zakiya will
play
each
round.
Other well, because they're
round.
Teammates.
I mean, Sacred Heart, to say the least, did not get an easy draw because hypothetically they're going to play, obviously
the championship
play GRC,
game.
They're going to play Bethlehem, and then they're going to possibly play Cooper.
That is ugh. A low-key, like, hard
don't say
hard
that
draw.
Word.
What
so
word?
Do you think Cooper. Bowling Green would have the best chance of anyone up here?
No, not necessarily.
Not the best,
I
but
would
they
say
can make
Franklin,
it.
Butler, and Bowling Green.
Hey,
of
where are y'all seeing this bracket at?
It's on
the Google
down.
Doc of the rundown.
Oh, okay, bet.
Come on. All right, moving on to boys. Two teams have already punched their ticket to the Sweet 16. First region, Marshall County. Oh, yeah. Go Marshalls. And the fifth region, Adair County, beat the crap out of Bethlehem today.
Wow.
The Indians. Yeah, they're still the Indians.
Yeah,
because
they still think they live in
Jim Crow. I don't need a microphone for that. No. All right, we'll get into the games that haven't happened yet. The second region semifinals, Henderson County plays University Heights. Probably going to be Henderson, and then the winner will get Lyon County. I don't know who Lyon plays, but they're going to win. That one's an interesting one. Lions probably going to win it, but Henderson could give them a game.
When
they
do they
beat them once?
When do they announce Mr. Kentucky basketball?
It's gonna, after the championship.
Doesn't matter. It's going to be.
I know who it's going to be.
Yeah,
and when,
we all know
when
who
does Gatorade?
Be, but Kelron House should win it.
Kelron House.
Yes.
See the cat
if,
from Seneca.
If
yep.
They, if
he's insane.
Trade,
he had a triple double on Friday night.
They just upset. They just upset.
He had a triple double.
If he beats Trinity and punches it to the Sweet 16,
he had a triple double
against St. X.
1,000 points in 2 years. Didn't see any playing time really at Ballard. In 2 years, has put up 25 plus at Seneca. Took the, like has them in the region championship game.
If he can carry them to Rupp, then I agree.
Yeah, fuck Travis Perry.
Wait, when does Gatorade announce the National Player of the Year?
Huh?
When does Gatorade announce the National?
Third region, Butler County plays Owensboro Catholic. Give me Tim Riley
this is a good
in that
one.
Game.
Okay.
I like the thing.
That's Luke, a good game.
Yeah, it's a good game. I like because they have a really solid player in Luke Beichmann on Owensboro Catholic.
You have, what's his face on Butler County? Max Price or Ty Price.
Ty Price. Ty Price.
And then the fourth regions, the BG Warren Central Invitational. I don't see either of those teams losing. And that championship's toss-up. I think whoever wins by less than 5 points.
Is that Tuesday night?
Yeah, Tuesday night. Six.
Tuesday night, Bowling BG Warren Central. I think it's going to be a tougher one than
winner wins by five.
It's going to be tough, but give me the Dragons.
Wow.
I'm going
because the thing is, though, they're trying to defend their state title.
Well, not even just
Bowling Green's going. I'm going with Bowling Green.
You listen. You listen to the way Warren Central's coach talks.
And well, they're getting healthy.
He literally said in his post game press conference after their game, he said, "We're just getting started. We're just now healthy.
Yeah.
We're ready to rock and roll now."
Like,
I'm like, he only had two games left. He thinks he's gonna win it all again. That's just the mindset he has. So it's gonna be. I don't know who wins. Final score is gonna be 54-50.
Yeah,
I have 70-65. Bowling Green.
Okay, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard. There's the door. Have you ever watched a high school game in Diddle?
It's tough and competitive.
You don't score more than 50 points.
Hold up. He could be right if it's like a double overtime.
It goes a triple overtime.
Yeah.
But that ain't happening.
Now,
this ain't South Warren. Bowling Green's not going to hit 10 threes.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to earn a steak dinner for the company. Well, for the company majority
what?
Of us work for, Sporting Times.
What?
Explain it to him.
You explain it.
All right, I'll explain.
You're the one that brought this nonsense up.
The boss at Sporting Times, Doug Thompson, shout out, told us to put in our final scores of what we think the score of the championship game would be.
You said 78-60.
No, 70-65 Bowling Green.
Well, have fun watching someone else eat a steak
60-58. Buzzer beater, Kate Unseld volleyball line.
Oh my goodness, that would be ridiculous. If it's a buzzer beater, I'm gonna go crazy.
Volleyball line, buzzer beater too. It's a deep one.
That would be nuts. That would be nuts. People would riot in the parking lot.
What if
there would be a fight after the game?
But hold up, what if Warren Central just goes and blows them out?
I don't see that happening.
I don't see it happening.
I don't see it happening. Honestly,
it's nowhere. It's not.
It's
no
gonna
matter
be
how
close.
The game goes,
it's gonna
not
be
gonna
close.
Be a blowout like the region championship.
It's gonna
or
be
the
close.
District championship was.
No, it's not gonna be even close.
It's going to be a close game.
Mr. Unseld's back for vengeance.
He got his new hair.
Yeah, he does.
Braided it up. He's ready to go. More aerodynamic.
They looked good the other night. Like they were running a weird hybrid defense. They were
Starks is leading them in scoring right now, which is the craziest thing, is that your best player is not leading you in scoring, which means that teams are doubling him, and he does not care.
Nope.
He'll just pass the ball, which is scary when your best player is okay to pass the ball.
It's a plan, Cole.
They double teamed.
They're
going to
start doubling Starks now, and they're going to leave the best player open, really make it easier on him.
It's not a Warren Central plan. It's everyone wants to stop Unseld, and Unseld's like, okay, I'll have 20
stop
assists.
Me. I'll
exactly.
Just dish it out to someone else. I'll
exactly.
Get 50 assists.
And then Mr. Unseld's like, okay, if you want to do that, then we'll just stop using Cade until we actually need him, and he'll just pop off because you guys don't know how to guard him because you've been practicing for Elijah Starks, who averages 14-point-something points a game.
I was about
game.
To say, Elijah Starks is a dog, but
Draven Bratton is
he's
also
he's
got to
start hitting
awesome.
Some free throws. In that game last week, I think he only hit like one or two free throws that whole game.
Hey, who do the Bird Brothers play for?
Warren Central.
Okay.
Armani Bird
Armani
is a bucket.
And Jaren.
No, here you go. Here's a wild take. Warren Central's going to win it 50-47 on an Armani Bird 3. The freshman is going to hit a 3.
Fly.
He is good.
No, I think
he's going to be. Everyone is going to know his name.
The winning team scores 60 on the dot.
Yeah, he could.
Think about that. Your head coach says, "I'm sending my kid to play for this guy. Why don't you go to
him?" Steve Lutz likes local guys. That's going to be beneficial to both Bowling Green and Central, because especially Central has a lot of guys that don't go somewhere because they just don't.
Is Mason Ritter good like that?
Yeah, he's going to Columbia.
Mason Ritter's got a great
Columbia.
Shots.
Like Ivy Columbia?
Ivy Columbia.
Yes.
Oh, dang.
What's happening in Fairdale and Evangel?
Give me Fairdale.
I'm going Fairdale.
Give me the ball. They made the greatest decision of their life, getting rid of that bum head coach, David Hicks, and making him their athletic director. Their new head coach in one season has got them in the best position they've been in years. David Hicks sucks. Fairdale. Give me Evangel.
I agree. Give me Evangel.
Evangel's like ultimate choker. Yeah, this is the choker region.
This is also
so give
like,
me Fairdale.
I'm going Fairdale as well. I feel like the most that the sixth region has been like not wide open. I feel like it's kind of unpredictable because like a lot of the teams this year have been kind of struggling.
I agree. I do think that the sales kind of like, you know, they didn't have what's his face?
Damon King?
Yeah, they didn't have Damon King.
And then I don't know what happened to Butler. I thought Butler was going to make a pretty good run. But
Butler's another ultimate
choker. It was Dayton Williams versus everybody.
The seventh region. We already kind of talked about this one. Jelron House.
Give me Seneca.
I could see one of them.
And the Redhawks are looking to win their – they haven't been to the region championships since 1968.
Yeah.
First time in 68 they
made. Long time ago. But I think Trinity wins it.
Well,
I think Trinity's ready
things.
To go.
Give me the Redhawks.
I could see Seneca winning a close one. Because they killed St. X.
They beat the crap out of them.
So I could see Seneca winning close one if House just goes off, or I could just see Trinity blowing him out.
I mean, it isn't just House either. They got an eighth grader, Preston Wheatley, who dropped 25 against St. X. I mean, they got some young guys. They can work.
Hey, Tanner, Trinity guy, you happy about St. X going bye-bye?
I mean, obviously I'm happy that we don't have
they
to play
They just took
them.
Out like a top-five team in the state.
I think we beat them twice. I don't think we split with them. They beat us in the LIT.
Yeah,
they beat it, and that was bogus. Or did they only play once?
No, they played twice.
In the regular season?
Yeah.
No, they played once in the regular season.
And then once in the LIT?
LIT.
Yeah. So then technically we split with them, but we beat them in the regular season.
But we should have. We really beat them twice because that was
– That buzzer beater did not – I mean the
No, it
the
didn't
buzzer
count.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, we don't play them. It's irrelevant. We
okay,
already beat, we beat
what's
in
the next
finals.
Region?
Eighth Simon region.
I
give me North Oldham.
Yeah.
Upset. By the Spencer County Bears.
North Oldham's insanely good.
They are. But give me Spencer County.
Isn't
I'm riding.
Their head coach, David Levitch?
Yep. And
former
and
UL
ever
player?
Since he has. North Oldham used to be dog war. Like, they didn't
oh, yeah,
ever
they were
go to
terrible.
The region. They used to be awful. David Levitch comes in his second year, they go to the region.
Yeah.
Third year, they go to state. Fourth year, they go to state. They've literally been to state, like, back to back years.
Yeah, they always win their region. They're good.
This year, they got upset. Last year,
okay, what's next? Cooper and Newport?
Yeah, Cole.
I really don't know. Actually, I saw a photo of the Final Four today. It was like packed at NKU. It was actually pretty awesome to see. But I really don't know because Cooper is finally healthy, which is scary. And Coach Sullivan is a better coach than Rod Snapp, and Sullivan has been to two state titles. So I go Cooper. I changed my pick because Cooper's finally healthy. But
Cooper lost to Bowling Green, I think, in 17.
Yeah, they did. Yep, that was his first loss, and he lost to someone else. I forget. But I'm going Cooper just because I think that they're finally healthy and they have the better coach. And I've stuck with my picks saying that coaching matters in March, and I'm going to go with the better coach. Go with
give
Cooper.
Me the Jags.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't know a thing about either of these two teams, so give me Newport because I like the aquarium up here.
I'm a big fan of Newport cigarettes. Give me Newport.
All right.
Okay, 10th region.
No, we're skipping.
The Newport!
She's to lose. The 11th region. This is the last one that really anyone cares
matters.
About. Great Crossing will play Lexington Catholic, number one and number two in the state. We'll play for the region title at Dunbar High School. Ooh, this one's one where...
I'm Great Crossing.
Give me the Great give Crossing.
Me, give me the upset. Lexington Catholic.
Wow, okay.
I like Great Crossing's name more. It's kind of cool.
Great Crossing.
I always get
Scott
them confused
County
with GRC because I'm a dyslexic dumbass, but
Great Crossing's a very new school.
It is. Like it was like a Shelby County Collins thing in Louisville. Like ever since like they opened Great Crossing, Scott County has sucked in pretty much everything, and Great Crossing's really good.
Great Crossing.
Is it a private school?
No, it's public. Like, are they like 33 and something now? 33 and
they
one.
They only lost once.
Yeah, I thought so. They were one loss.
Out of state. They haven't lost in Kentucky.
They're either 32 or 33.
Last team that did that was GRC 2 years ago.
When they won it all.
They did.
All right.
Shouldn't have, but they did.
Who's winning it? Who's like a championship for the boys, Sweet 16?
Yeah, because we won't be back. And like, it'll be over. This is the last
It'll
thing
be over by the time we get here.
Who's our championship prediction?
Oh, wow.
So
give me the Trinity Shamrocks just because.
All right, then. Man.
I'll say I have a shot. I think Lyon County has a legit.
Pick two teams that are going to play.
I'm going to say Lyon County and I'll say Bowling Green.
I'm going to go.
Ooh, I like this matchup. The first round.
The winner of the 11th region will be in the championship and. I don't know.
Well, do you have the bracket, like what it will be, like who the region is?
Yeah, they have it.
I'm feeling an Owensboro Catholic maybe make a run.
Seven plays 12 in the first round. The second round, seven could play six.
Maybe GRC.
Or three. It's going to be tough. You know what? Give me I kind of want to be bold and pick Cooper.
I was going to go Great Crossing Cooper.
I'm going to say so Bowling Green beats Cooper. Bowling Green beats Cooper. Bowling Green loses to Lyon County in the state championship game.
Yeah.
If Bowling Green gets to that championship game, they beat Lyon County.
The Purples are going to win the state championship.
Because they lost in overtime to Lyon County
this year. Good luck charm because they won a football state championship. They won a region championship in girls where they shouldn't have won, and the basketball team's going to win state. And I'm going to ask for a raise.
There you go.
There you go.
I think whoever wins the 11th region is going to win the tournament.
I'm taking I'm going to call it Warren Central goes back to back.
Wow. Woo.
In order for that to happen, they got to get the
I watched Lexington Catholic beat the brakes off Trinity at Trinity.
Lexington Catholic's really good.
I like the 11th region to take the trophy home. Either one of the teams.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, the 11th region and whoever they play.
Lexington Catholic's going to beat Bowling Green, the state championship.
Okay, basketball.
How impressive would it be for Trinity to win it with an interim coach?
They don't have a shot.
I don't think Trinity's going to win.
I mean, I love it. And I'd love. Obviously, I'm going to love
women.
It.
The Louisville team hasn't won the state championship since like 2005. It's not.
No,
like,
Trinity won it in 2018.
College hoops.
They won it 2018.
19.
Public
19.
School. Sorry, 19.
College hoops.
Male just chokes all the time.
College hoops.
All right, you heard him. All right, do we want to talk about what happened with South Carolina and Tennessee? South Carolina beats the Vols on a bank in three. Awful defense. It's not even defense.
I mean, they gave up a three to a player who hadn't hit one all season.
Yeah, but put a hand up or something. She just stand there watching.
I don't know what's going on.
Me neither. I'm confused. South Carolina and LSU played today, and they fought today too. They did that. They lost.
Yeah.
Who got ejected?
I want to like. Well, my favorite thing is like one of the brothers jumped over into the war.
Yeah.
And got, like tackled by a police officer.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting to see.
Yeah,
that's a crazy.
The crazy thing is that everyone else got ejected.
Not the national title game. Yeah. Then
everyone else got ejected, and then the one player threw a punch is like. That's not going to play, which is completely reasonable because you can't shove somebody to the ground. And funny enough, Kim Mulkey literally is just like, I don't know why she did that to us, but like, well, yeah, but y'all were fighting too.
The contrast in apologies is crazy. The contrast, like Don Staley apologizing.
Don Staley?
Post-game interview, apologizing, and then Kim Mulkey having 15 minutes in between the end of the game to collect herself and then to the press conference attacking the player, which is stupid. Which is why Don Staley is a better coach.
And then, funny enough, she was like, oh, it's bad. She didn't do it to Angel Reese. I'm like, who cares?
Yep. Moving on to the men's side. Purdue beat Illinois on Tuesday to win the Big Ten regular season crown outright. Florida runs all over Alabama. What are you talking about, Tyler?
I said
Purdue beat Illinois at Illinois.
I'm talking about they're undefeated.
But that's got nothing to do with them beating.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. I thought we were thinking
Florida
Wisconsin.
Beats the crap out of Alabama, winning 105-87. Tennessee wins the ugly game against South Carolina. Houston.
I'm a Houston believer
beats
now.
Beats the four-letter word out of Houston at home, winning by 30 points, 76-46.
Houston are crazy. Okay, I'm ready to say I'm a Houston believer. Now they're going to win the national.
You texted me when they beat them at Allen Fieldhouse, and I go, good thing the Final Four is not played at the Allen Fieldhouse. And you go, oh, my gosh, Kansas is great. Houston sucks.
Here is the bracket buster for everybody.
Don't
this year.
Defend Kansas.
Wait, who? Yeah. Who's the bracket
buster? I'm not going to defend Kansas.
Are you saying Houston's going to lose and ruin everyone's bracket?
They're the bracket buster this year.
They low-key are set up to be, but they're so hard to bet. So they give up 18 field goals a game. That's so low.
Here's the thing you look at with Houston. They have made this with this coach and with teams similar to this one. They've made mistakes. They've lost in early rounds of the tournament. So they've already done that. They know what that feels like. They're not doing it this year. They're going to the Final Four.
Oh, I'm not ready to say that. I want to watch them play in the Pac-12 or not the Pac-12.
Big 12. Which is the toughest conference?
Yeah. Yep. Let's see what they do.
Big 12 is
when
insane.
It's all on the line and everybody's playing for blood, sweat, and tears in March.
I agree.
Let's see how they perform.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. And I will give them a whole lot of credit because blowing out a Bill Self coached team is a
holding
tremendous,
them to 45
tremendous
points.
Amount. They play exceptional defense. I'm worried about their offense.
Fair this enough. Is one of the best defenses in college basketball in a long time.
I'm not going to say Houston is not going to make a deep run because I think Houston's good. I'm not ready to say, yeah, they're going to win it all until I watch the conference tournaments. You guys will not hear me say, oh, yeah, that team's going to win it all until the conference tournaments are over, because how teams perform in the conference tournaments can have, I believe, this isn't a fact, this isn't an opinion, I believe it has an impact, or it can correlate with March performance as well. In the tournament,
yeah.
Haven't the last few champions been
a team that lost their first game in the conference tournament has never won the national championship?
Hmm, that's cool. Okay, question though: haven't the last
not
few
many of those make the tournament?
Haven't the last few been holy cow, what was I saying? Haven't the last few champions been like offensively based though? Like I know Baylor was last year's UConn team was more offense than they were defense. Is Houston going to, like, change it, or is it like Tanner said?
But they all have good defenses.
Yeah, they all have good defenses, but 21 Baylor Bears were not ranked very good defensively.
Yeah, they had a pretty
good defense.
Dude,
no, they had a great defense.
They had a good defense, but I was –
Baylor had a great defense.
Listen,
Eli, it's not happening this year.
What's not happening this year?
You're trying to discredit defenses because Kentucky's defense ain't
shit. No, that's not even what I'm going with. I was just saying, I was looking at the stats. I was looking at – Baylor's defense at the end of the regular season in 2021, and they were ranked
2021-2022 season?
Yeah.
They were 11th in the nation.
No,
in their
you
defense.
Can't look at that. You got to look before the tournaments. Because
well,
obviously when you, play,
and
when you play more games, that counts. That at the end of the regular season, they were ranked 26th for defensive efficiency. Obviously, it's going to go up the more you play in the tournament. That's how it works. So you can't count it in the tournament.
So like a top 30 defense is not something to be proud of?
No, that's still really
that's
good,
really
but
good.
They were like number two for
Kentucky
offense.
Kentucky doesn't know
what
a top 100 defense looks
nope,
like.
Kentucky is ranked 180th.
That is awful.
Alabama is 188.
That's awful.
And both of those two teams are in the top three for offense.
Speaking of, Carolina goes into Cameron and wins, sweeping the season series. Hubert Davis proving who is daddy again.
He's good. Yep. He's really good.
North Carolina, there would be a rematch in about a week. From the week from last night. Yeah. Give me a rematch.
Winning in Cameron is like, not hard.
Absolutely.
Or not easy.
Not easy.
Now, I agree. He's not like, oh, my gosh, Hubert Davis is the next goat of this new generation of coaches. But he's proven him.
I mean, he's
starting to prove himself, I should say.
Yeah, he's starting to fill in the shoes of Roy Williams. Really.
Right.
Got to a national championship.
That was like with Roy's players.
Wake up!
So you got to wait.
Oh, wait. We got
still has Baycott, who's been there for like 9 damn years. That's why I was hesitant. Yeah. Let me see when he loses that core.
Sure. Yeah. Like when he has to actually.
He had a bad year last year, right? Yeah. So his seat was a little warm coming into this year. Obviously, they're doing great. Yeah. So, he's definitely definitely sitting pretty now at North Carolina.
Agreed.
He's done a good job this year.
Ray Shepard. Lunch Payoga.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Going today, Ray Shepard. Lunch Payoga. What I don't give a piss about the whole damn state of Tennessee. Kentucky gets revenge and defeats Tennessee on their senior day, 85-81. They nearly blew it, but they did win nonetheless.
This team here is going to prove that defense wins championships. Bullshit! Nine of them things in 2024.
Nine.
This is a huge win for Kentucky, and this is why they were the preseason team. I was so high on them. What's impressive to me is if you look at Tennessee's starting lineups, it's filled with juniors and seniors. These are guys who have experience in college basketball. They've played for years, and they just got whooped on their own court by a bunch of freshmen and a sophomore. And so,
and then Antonio Reeves.
Reeves is a sophomore, right?
No, he's
Reeves is
a
fifth-year senior.
Oh, well, I'm an idiot then. But
yeah, from Illinois State.
It's his second year at Kentucky, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that's why I thought he was a sophomore.
No, that's fair. That makes sense, though.
Kentucky, this is a huge win. This is going to give them so much confidence going into Nashville. But they're going to see Tennessee again in that title game. Let's see what happens then.
The defense still continues to scare me, but, I mean, hell, if you can give up 80 points and score 90, I'm okay with it. They just got to be able to do it six more times once March comes around.
And that's where they're going
to
lose.
Yeah, no, SEC championship, Kentucky's going to have to learn to play some defense if they want to make it to the SEC championship.
It's too late for them to learn how to play some defense. They've made it this
far. It's too late. Just hope you score.
I don't want to say it's too far. They're freshmen. They can learn so much in a couple practices.
Cal's not a good coach anymore, though.
He's never been the greatest coach. He's always been a great motivator, but that's about it.
I mean, I got to argue on that one. I think teams used to be scared to play Calipari.
Used to.
Yeah, until they realized that they could all legally slip them some Rolex watches or a Trans Am or something.
But, like, the comment that Cal was never really a good coach, I think he would have never, ever gotten the Kentucky
job. He had
to
be a good coach to get that job.
Yeah.
It's literally the biggest job. It's the mecca of college basketball.
And when he got the job, it was even harder because that was the school that was, well, aside from Florida's little span, Kentucky ran that conference.
Kentucky is the SEC.
Yeah, it might be slipping over the last 3 years, but like when you think SEC, Kentucky is the first, well, football, you probably think Bama, but like Kentucky is the SEC basketball school. You're always fighting to be the next Kentucky. There's a reason like that's the reference. You're not fighting to be some other random school.
Speaking of which, I know we talked about earlier about scary teams.
Scary, scary teams. Yes. Houston is the scariest team. Their defense is so good. And when I say – I don't want to be interrupted because I hate being interrupted. When I say scary listen. And I'm going to say –
that's my number one tactic, interrupt you.
I'm going to say Kentucky is the second scariest team. And I don't think Kentucky has any chance
what
to win at all.
What the heck? UConn exists.
I asked to not be interrupted, and Cole Mac and
okay.
Cheese cannot stop.
Well, you know what? This is a safe space. You can get your words out, and you'll pay me $20 later because I'm your therapist.
Get your words
now.
Out, and I'm going to tell you why you're wrong.
Okay, thank you. I'm not saying that either one of these teams are going to win the championship. I'm not saying they are. I'm not saying they aren't going to. I'm just saying of the six teams they're going to have to play to win it all, I would be scared to not be the team to score against Houston and not be the team to be able to stop Kentucky. I don't think Kentucky can score that many points six times in a row, but if I was Kentucky's next matchup, I would be scared that, I might not be able to stop them because, holy cow, Kentucky scores 115 points in the first round of the NCAA tournament.
All right, cool. Put them at 2-3. Eli, who won the national title last year?
UConn.
Who's been dominating all year?
UConn.
They're the scariest team. No one wants to play the defending champs who've already been there, done that. They have experience. They have everything. Houston, Kentucky, put them at 2-3. Kentucky's always going to be scared to play. It's Kentucky. It's the biggest brand of basketball. Same with Duke and Carolina. Nobody's ever going to see those teams. Even when they have legendary Hall of Fame head coaches every year. They have top 15 recruits all throughout the roster. Put them at 2-3, whatever. I'm not
Purdue!
I'm not putting them at 1 over the defending champions.
You're saying you're not putting Houston over?
No.
They can be
2-3. UConn's the team that's like they're the champs. They're like Georgia.
If you
want to
be
the first
champ,
one.
You got to beat the champs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
UConn's coming back to go back to back. I'm not saying they're going to. I don't want to like confuse you.
I understand what you're saying from that aspect. I guess I'm looking at it more statistically, which isn't like I'm not saying that's the right thing to do because stats are not everything. You gotta have an eye. You gotta know what you're seeing.
I'm an analytical guy. I'm with you.
I love stats. Like they're definitely my favorite thing, but. I do have a cap to the point where, like, you just got to see how the teams are, like, playing when you're watching. That matters a little bit, too. But, yeah, like, Houston.
Just how explosive and to watch they are.
And don't get me wrong, playing a defending champ's a big deal.
A lot of times, those aren't the teams that win it, though.
Yeah, no, not almost. I'm not going to say almost never, but it's not a common thing that the statistically best team wins. It's always who has the – there's no statistic for drive. So, that's –
I mean, I don't hate the take. Like, I don't think that's awful. I just – I like UConn at one.
I understand why you're saying UConn because they're defending champs. So you're supposed to be scared of the defending champs. But just, like, looking at it from how I was looking at it, like, I would rather play UConn before I played Houston or Kentucky if I was some 7-seed school.
Wait, you would rather play UConn before you played Houston or Kentucky?
Yes. No. That's me putting Houston at – that's me putting UConn at 3.
Oh, no.
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 Anyways, moving on, some teams have already – conference tournaments. I mean, do we want us to talk about the fact that Kenny Payne coached his last game last night? Or, sorry, second last game.
No. Last game for Louisville, not for Western Kentucky.
I want to say this, and we'll move on from the carousel stuff. I'm in Trilly Donovan's Discord. And I'm dead serious. I talk with him all the time. And if Scott Drew, I'm just telling this is, listen, if Scott Drew was forced to make a decision today, he would be the next head coach at Louisville. Just saying, I got really good, really high end people saying that.
How do I get in that thing?
But no one has a clue who's going to be the next head coach at Louisville. Kenny Payne's definitely done. Those are the facts. Everything else is a rumor. I just thought it would be fun to say that.
Now,
Scott Drew will not be the next head coach at Louisville.
I hope he is.
I hope he is too, but he's not leaving Baylor. He's just not, dude.
He might.
He's one of those guys that will be like Coach K. He'll be there for like 40 years.
But
he'll be there for 20.
I mean,
job he would leave for, I think, and it's Kentucky.
I say he's already built a great program down there. They've already won a national championship.
But he's done what he said he would do there. He can leave that program knowing he did what he was supposed to do and win a national championship at a school that hardly even had a basketball program before he got there.
So, I mean, that's all I wanted to say. Just, I'm excited for the. We won't have by the time our next show. There's a good chance we have like a list of actual people or the jobs already been filled. So, I just want to say I'm excited for coaching carousel season. It could be a really big carousel, or it could be.
I hope it's short.
So, me too. I hope it's simple.
I hope it's under a week.
I just want U of L to hire a good coach, and you know, we'll see what happens. I'm not even opposed to an up and comer. I know a lot of Louisville fans are. But if Josh Hurd really believes that there's a mid-major coach out there who is the future of college basketball, his job's on the line, so I'm going to bet on him that he's right.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Josh's family is at stake on this hire because he's going to be fired if he gets this wrong.
Uh-huh. He got the Jeff Brom one right, that bottom time.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be quick. I think it could be
what?
What?
5 years of hire head coach.
5 years?
I'm sorry,
length in tenure.
5 years for what?
And I'm talking
to
about
be
the
there.
Hire.
Okay, well, then
the
obviously not. It won't take that long.
I think they're going to take their time a little bit.
Yeah, like probably a month or two.
I think he's already been talking, fielding interest.
Listen, if you take your time, you're an idiot. They've been searching since December.
Yep.
Like, they've already began the search.
Yeah.
I promise.
I'd say a month or two.
No.
If it's 2 months, you're an idiot.
If it's longer than 2 weeks, someone has said no.
I think the latest will be April 4th, the national championship.
April 1st, yeah.
Whenever that is.
I will not be off this campus.
Actually,
and
I bet we know U of L's next coach by March 25th, unless it's Scott Drew, because Scott Drew's still in the tournament.
Yeah, that's true.
I bet by March 25th we know who the next Louisville coach is.
It could be other coaches that'd be in the tournament too.
Who's a mid-major coach that's really popping?
March 25th, I believe, is the Monday. Like, so we'll have a show on the 24th.
Yeah.
And I actually, there's a really good chance by the next time we're sitting at this table doing the show, we know who the next Louisville coach
is. Tanner, you said mid-major coaches. Like, who are you referring to? I know you have someone in mind.
I think Schertz, the Indiana State coach, will be an option.
Okay.
Dusty May, if you count him as mid-major.
I don't count him. I'm talking about people that no one's talking about. Ben McCollum, maybe.
From where?
Like he's at Northeast Missouri or something. Okay. I don't know. He's at a really small school. I'm just saying. If they get somebody who's not like a Scott Drew or a Eric Musselman or a I don't want to say Dusty May, just a big name, you know?
Yeah.
I'm saying a smaller name hire. But anyways, like, it's not even just about Louisville. Like, all the different coaching jobs are going to come open. Indiana's going to be settled, but whatever. Let's talk about the conference tournament. I didn't mean to go off.
Indiana already said they're bringing Woodson back.
Little guys.
One more thing, though. One more thing. Would the Iowa State coach leave?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would. Think he would, but I haven't heard his name connected to the job at all. And that's not to say anything, because really, I'm telling you, I'm like, no one knows.
No one knows.
No one knows. Josh, it's all speculation. Know.
Yeah,
it's all speculation.
Coaching jobs, your name doesn't have to be in the pool to get, like, to be the random hire. Like, because sometimes, like, word doesn't get out to the media, stuff like that. Because, like, all of everything we know about who potential coaches are is because of the media. What if the media looks over something?
Well, you got to think, these coaches are also in the media's ear saying, hey, put this story out. Like,
yeah.
Like,
yeah.
They, Louisville is a destination job.
If
you win at Louisville, the whole city will love you forever.
Yeah.
I mean, it is. You have an NBA arena. I don't even go on. It's not a, like, this isn't the Louisville show, but it's a great job. It's going to be filled by hopefully a great coach, and we'll just have to see. Hopefully next time we're at this table, we know who that is, and we can all be, you know, not us all, but I can be excited about, and the Louisville fans in here can be excited.
I want Kenny Payne back.
Of Louisville basketball, because it's truly a – it's a great program that needs to be back in the national spotlight.
I want Kenny Payne
March
back.
17th, Kenny Payne signs a three-year extension.
Dear Lord, no.
Conference tournaments. The Ohio Valley – hey, speaking of Kentucky, there's at least one team from the state going to the tournament. Moorhead – uh-oh. Tyler Moorhead is going.
I was
dancing.
There for GSP. Great place.
Moorhead. Hey, and for the 13-year-old boys, there's another school that's got a funny name, Longwood. Who got Moorhead and Longwood?
Moorhead and Longwood. Woo. Did Longwood win today? I'm assuming.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, okay.
That was actually kind of
what conference upset. Is that?
You into the Big South? They beat UNC.
The
Asheville.
Big South.
A Big South. Longwood in the Big South. Woo! They're gonna play Moorhead in the play-in. Stetson won their first ever tournament championship. They'll be going to the NCAA tournament for the first time in school history.
That's incredible. Round of applause.
I know. And Missouri, in the Missouri Valley Conference, Arch Madness, Drake beats Indiana State to win it.
The Drake Bulldogs.
Likely meaning the Missouri Valley is going to get two teams in the tournament. Moving on to the bigger conferences, whose tournaments are this week. We'll start it with the one no one cares about, the ACC.
Yep.
Give me North Carolina Duke in the championship game next Saturday night.
You think North Carolina beats them three times in a row?
Yep.
Wow. I think it's setting up for Duke to win this.
I think Tony Bennett upsets John Shire.
I think Tony Bennett was about ready to leave Virginia, but they gave him more NIL. They doubled. This is what's so good about being in this Discord. Yeah. I learned so much stuff that you never see on Twitter.
Oh, yeah.
Tony Bennett was going to possibly leave UVA, but they are doubling their NIL for next season.
Huh.
Doubling.
That's great. No, I don't think Duke makes it to the championship.
Yeah.
I think they get
– I like that.
What about Clemson making a sneaky run?
They have good offense.
Yeah.
The ACC is hard to scope. It's like
Clemson
every team's
beats
just
Virginia,
so different.
Clemson beats Duke.
What do you think, Logan?
I don't know. I'm looking at this. I wouldn't be surprised if Jim Larranaga's Miami team.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Larranaga!
Woo! He is so good.
They are in second to last. No.
You never know.
It's the ACC.
They're in last.
I can't
They're
confirm.
In last. Louisville doesn't even count.
He's not retiring.
Jim? Really?
He's not retiring.
When Jim retires,
hey,
it's going to be a sad
I have
one.
A crazy take.
Florida State.
I think there is a world where NC State ends up in the Final Four of the ACC.
Yeah.
No, they got to get through Kenny Payne. He's never lost in the NCAA tournament. Never lost.
Yeah, they could be
No,
neither.
I'm not talking about
you
NCAA.
Think you're gonna
I'm
be
talking
Duke?
About ACC tournament.
You think they're going to be Duke?
I think I said I don't see Duke in the championship.
Well, they have to play Duke to get to the championship.
No, they have to play Duke to get to the Final Four.
No, yeah, I'm not saying NC State like is going to do anything crazy. But what I was implying that I think NC State has a chance to beat Duke.
I don't hate it. I don't hate
NC
it.
State's good. I'm going to be honest. Like, I haven't kept up with the ACC as much as I like normally would, but NC State's good. So I like when I saw them at 10, I was like, isn't that like a little low? I thought they've been doing really good.
I don't hate the take.
I think Syracuse would be more likely to knock off Duke.
Syracuse's been sneakily good.
I don't know.
I'd say Clemson and Syracuse, they're the sleepers. I'd say Clemson and Syracuse are definitely the sleepers. Pitt could also
Damn
have an opportunity
Payne might
to play
lock up Kyle Filipowski. That's all I'm saying.
I was gonna say,
that's all I'm saying.
Pitt could also have a chance to play
in
the Final Four
from the stands.
Exactly. He's gonna lock up Kyle Filipowski.
He's also gonna get tripped.
Okay. Oh, and tear his ACL and be fine 2 days later.
I have a question. Okay, this is gonna sound crazy, but I just want to know what you guys think. Louisville goes all the way; they win the ACC tournament.
Stop! You can't fire them.
What seed would they get? What seed would they
16.
Get?
11.
Would they get?
They'd get an 11.
They'd
seed.
Get an 11.
Can
seed.
You not get a 16 seed a if you're a Power 5 winner and you suck?
No, they'd be an 11 playing.
I don't even know why. This yeah. is just a waste of everyone's ears that's listening to the show. No, but I get what you're saying because we're Louisville fans, so you're gonna. I get it.
Yeah,
but no,
I want to know what seed it would be. Like I don't know.
Moving on to the Big Ten tournament, Purdue obviously the one
go.
Seed,
here's
Illinois
the, talk about.
The two seed, Nebraska. Yeah, shout out to Fred Hoiberg finally getting it done. They're the three seed, and then Northwestern is the four. Northwestern's an interesting team. They've been able to kind of battle through some injuries and still manage to make some things happen. The one team that concerns me is in Columbus, Ohio.
Ohio State
Buckeyes. Ooh. I think they beat Iowa.
Yeah, I think they beat Iowa
but
as well.
I think Illinois beats them. Ends their season.
That's this
wrong team.
This is men's. Sorry, Eli. No offense, Eli.
But Indiana's one to watch out for too. They're finally starting to play a little bit better.
Yeah, I was gonna say Khalil
Indiana. Ware looks pretty decent.
Yeah, I was gonna say Indiana's
big win today
one of
over
my
Michigan
State.
Teams. But Purdue never wins the Big Ten tournament. That's kind of set in stone. It's a shocker if they.
What
do.
If Izzo upsets them?
I could see that happening.
I could see it. I mean, even though they lost
that
to
puts
Indiana.
Michigan State comfortably in the tournament because right now they're a little uncomfortable.
Purdue won the Big Ten tournament last year.
Yeah, they did, but that was like their first time in a long time.
They lost to Farley Dickinson.
Yep.
That was, you're right. It was the second time in program
Purdue
history.
Purdue does
that
not
they
win
won
the Big Ten
the
tournament.
Tournament.
Big Ten tournament's won by the 14 seed,
so
Michigan.
You like Illinois, don't you?
I don't know. In theory, I do. But
Nebraska could beat
I could
Nebraska.
Totally see. I could totally see a situation where Illinois loses to Michigan State in the championship.
I think Purdue's going to win pretty easily.
Really?
No. Yeah, I do. I do.
Purdue's going to fall asleep.
They're going to fall.
They're going to fall asleep for this one and wake up in a few weeks and get ready to win a national championship make Colin go into a deep state of depression.
Well, if they lose that first game to Michigan State, they're not because no team that has lost their first conference tournament
that's
game
true.
Has ever won the national title.
Maybe they're going to break, make history.
So if you have Michigan State in that final, you just contradicted yourself. Or they're going to make it.
No, I was the one who – I didn't have them in the final, but I had them winning against Purdue.
Who?
Michigan State beating Purdue.
Oh, okay. This is going to be a fun tournament in Nashville.
The SEC
tournament.
This is probably the best tournament. I know.
Yeah,
I think the Big 12 is the best conference, but I think this is the best tournament.
Yep. Tennessee is obviously the one seed. They won, their third ever SEC title? I'm just kidding. Auburn's the four. Kentucky is the two. They get the double bye. And then Alabama is the three. My sneaky team in this one's Florida. Florida's a six. I think they're going to beat Alabama, and I think they're going to beat Kentucky.
Wow.
I think they lose to Tennessee in conference championship game.
I love it. I love that. Yeah. I love the Gators, but I think Kentucky's going to win it.
There's a chance Auburn could be in the mix, too, to compete. Because
Auburn ain't
beating
anybody. South Carolina's beating Auburn.
I always get my hopes up and whenever we get a big win like this, and you know the cycle. Kentucky gets first rounded in the SEC tournament.
I hate to say it, but they definitely
aren't winning the national title
this year. It's a holiday at this point, man. It's been 12 goddamn years.
I know they're not winning the title, but I think they're going to get first round. They're going to get a five seed.
I lost custody to my kids since 2012. I got kicked out of my house.
Hey, who you got, Buzz Williams or Chris Beard in Ole Miss, Texas A&M to play Kentucky?
I'll play the Aggies.
Yeah, A&M's the team.
That's such a lousy game.
I think coaching matters in tournaments. But I think Buzz is a good coach.
But you know what else matters in tournaments?
Reed Shepard.
Pal, guys. And we got a whole lot of them. And we got an international one.
So can
Big Z. Europeans are taking over basketball.
Does that make it communism?
No.
So can old man Barnes get it done, or is Kentucky going to win it?
Hell no.
Tennessee wins it.
Whoa.
Tennessee. Rocky down. Leroy, I'm going to make you wish you were never born.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest.
Blitz. Fire him up.
I'm feeling a Texas A&M and Florida in the semifinals after Texas A&M beats Kentucky and Florida beats Bama. And then whoever will lose to Tennessee in the championship out of those two teams.
Pretty valid.
I don't hate that.
Moving on to the final one, the last one people care about, the Big 12 tournament, which is first time in a long time. It's been more than 10 teams, so this is.
We're not going to mention the final ever Pac-12 tournament.
No,
wham!
Because
the last one,
I couldn't name two teams. I can name two: Washington State, Arizona. There's your championship game.
Throw a coin
but
for that
one. It's the last one ever.
Yeah.
Who cares? That's why they're all leaving.
Tuesday, Big 12 tournament starts on Tuesday this year. Wow.
Ooh.
How about that? No one cares about those games.
Yeah, screw that.
That one seed is obviously Houston. The four Wait. Seed, Texas Tech. Don't really like that one.
The Red Raiders.
Iowa State's the two, Baylor's the three, and Kansas is a six seed.
Guess what?
We'll have to play on Wednesday night. I don't remember. I don't think they've ever played on Wednesday night in the Big 12 tournament. I'm serious. This is probably the first time ever.
Give me Cincinnati upsetting Kansas.
I like that.
Cincinnati was playing really good.
What?
Really
Kansas
good in December.
What?
They were playing really good December, January. If they find themselves again, Bill Self's team is not looking too good.
No, they're bad.
I honestly, Kansas State might be a sleeper because they just beat Iowa State.
That's home.
It's a tough place
to
play.
Give me the Longhorns beating Kansas State and then Iowa State. Iowa State beats Baylor. Iowa State beats Houston to win the Big 12 tournament.
Ooh, I'm gonna say Houston Baylor.
Iowa State. This is where
Houston,
Iowa State
Baylor
thrives. This is how Iowa State moves up. This is why Iowa State has gotten high seeds every year, because they go to this tournament and they win it every single time. You're like, oh, Iowa State won again. Great. Who'd they beat this time? Kansas. Who'd they beat this time? Baylor. It's like rinse and
UCF
repeat.
All the way, baby.
I think
upset alert.
I think
West Virginia. Wait on.
I think BYU's beating Texas Tech.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that. BYU's pretty good.
I
could
see that, honestly.
Brigham Young.
And then they'll probably lose to Houston.
Houston's going to go to the championship game. It's just a matter of who's going to play them there, and I think it's going to be Iowa State. And Iowa State's going to beat them, and then Houston's going to go to the Final Four.
What does tourney favorites ATP mean?
At this point.
Oh. Oh.
All right, Eli, who's yours?
Well, I already heard it. Actually, you did say it was just scariest, not who's going to win it all. Who do you think is winning it all if you had to pick today?
Like the National Championship?
National Championship.
That's hard because I've been wanting to say Purdue for a while.
Dude, I mean, it's at this point. It's not your official pick. Like, I'm not saying you got to fill out a bracket. I'm saying at this day and age, because I'm going to say a team too, but I'm not riding with them.
Who?
I'm going to think about it. UConn? You go ahead.
Are you thinking UConn?
I am. They're the defending champs. Like, this is what shocked me, though.
Cole, you clowned on me, though, last time when I said they could go back-to-back.
They
now
could.
You're gonna jump on the UConn bandwagon?
No, because I watched them play against Xavier, and they played a close game with Xavier, with Sean Miller, who's a great
Xavier's
coach.
Not good,
then
though.
Denton Hurley turns around 2 weeks later and 30 pieces them at UConn's home court.
Can I give you two teams, Tanner? Tanner.
This is my show. Who is your favorite to win right now at this point?
I'm going to say two teams because I can't help it.
Go for it.
Not Houston. Houston is the upset team. I'm thinking I like Purdue still. Zach is insane. They also just lost as the one seed. Last time that happened, that team won the national championship.
My team.
And then the Baylor Bears.
My team.
I like Baylor offense always.
The Purdue Boilermakers. This is finally the time they break through. Pat Painter has lost plenty of times. It's to the point where now where Purdue's like, all right, you need to actually do something. We need to go to a Final Four. And I think they get to that Final Four and they get a little bit of the Virginia syndrome and they go. They're going to struggle in that Final Four game. I think it's going to be a team that, you know, gives them a game. Purdue wins it late. And Purdue wins the national championship.
When I fill out my bracket, North Carolina will be in my Final Four.
The Big Ten drought ends. The Big Ten drought ends in 2024. It's been 24 years. 24 years Purdue is going to win it. They're going to end the drought.
Nope.
Yep. Michigan State.
I can't believe you're so set on that before you even have a bracket. Or before the conference tournaments.
Huh?
I thought we were just making our picks.
No, I know, but he's talking about it, he's all in on Purdue.
Oh.
Who was your team you were going to throw out there? I'm saying Tennessee right now.
Whoa!
I'm going Houston.
Bullshit!
I'm saying Tennessee right now because I watched the Tennessee-Kentucky game. Kentucky shot lights out from three. I mean, it wasn't.
Do it again.
As always.
Listen, if you look at the averages, they really didn't have like a better game than they normally do. But if you watch that game, when they had an open look, they didn't miss.
Like it was amazing performance.
That's why they're scary, because it's every game. That's every game.
It's not every game.
Combined 42.
I think that. Listen, I'm not saying I'm picking Tennessee in my bracket or that they're my team. I'm saying right now, if I had to pick one right now, I'm picking Tennessee.
The only reason why I don't pick Tennessee is because right now their coach is Rick Barnes.
Well, and that's the thing.
With SEC pick, teams don't break through.
That's very fair.
But like Matt Painter too, but where I've placed some faith in him. But I just don't like Rick Barnes. I don't think he's a championship.
I'm throwing out all the history because I think Dalton Kincaid is
he's good.
The second best player to ever put on a Tennessee jersey. Yep. And he has potential to be the number one.
Who's first?
Grant Williams. All right. You want me to come in with some heat? I'm going to burn the mic. I'm burning the mic. So Auburn made that Final Four run in 2019. First time they've ever been. Tennessee makes a Final Four run. Loses to Purdue in the semifinals.
Oh. I don't hate that. That's a good run for Rick Barnes.
I love North Carolina Purdue in the national championship.
North Carolina loses to Purdue in the national title.
I like that. North Carolina, they made it to that national championship as an 8 seed and blew like a 15-point lead to Kansas. Yep. North Carolina has a coach that knows how to coach in March.
They do. It comes from a tree of coaches that knows how to coach in March.
Dude, next show is going to be so fun. We're going to pretty much know the Sweet 16.
Hell, Purdue could be out by then.
Coaching carousel. A lot's going to happen.
Okay.
If I survive Panama.
Of the eight of us sitting here, when the Sweet 16 rolls around, how many of our national champions will still be alive in our brackets?
I'm sure as hell will be after last year.
How many? But, like, I'm going to say five of us. I think three people's national champion they pick will lose in the first two rounds.
Wow, I like it. I'm going to say six of us here. I bet two people. If you include Colin Craig into that, I'm going to say two people. Two people's national champions.
I'm going three.
All right. I'm going three.
I think we'll be lucky to get two. I think this is a tournament. I don't know if this is going to be a very upset-heavy I don't know. We'll see.
I don't think so. I don't think this is going to be a very upset-heavy one. Because the last, like, two or three have been. Every once in a while, there's that tournament where just a lot of things go to plan. I'm feeling that happens this year.
No, here's the thing a lot of people don't realize. There can be so many upsets in a tournament, but when it comes down to the Final Four, it's always the one seeds on top. Like,
that wasn't the case last year, yeah.
No, yeah,
the
okay,
best
last
teams
year.
Get to the Final Four.
Yeah, it's like, there's like a 12 that upsets a 5, and then, like, some crazy 15 seed goes on a run. But when they meet in the Elite Eight, the one seed's always coming out. It's just, like, upsets are fun, but the upsets never last all the way through.
Loyola Chicago.
Unless you're loyal to Chicago. Yeah.
Well, the Final
Jean.
Four, was there a one seed in the Final
George
Four?
George Mason, greatest Final Four run ever.
No, last year.
No,
nope.
There was not.
UConn
was
a four. UConn was a four seed.
I think this was the first UConn. UConn was a four.
San Diego State was a five.
FAU was not a
UConn.
Four.
FAU was an eight.
Last UConn
year,
was a
I'll
four.
I'll always be connected to that UConn team.
There were nine, that's right.
I remember going like this. No way they do it. I literally went like this.
No, wait. Now I'm thinking of a different year. Sorry.
I still hate Dan Hurley, but he has balls.
What?
I will say that.
Miami was like a four.
Yep. That was when Arkansas was an eight and took out Kansas as the one.
And then UConn beat Arkansas. Yeah, well, Alabama's chokers.
SEC's chokers.
But Alabama in particular.
Do we see a one seed lose to an eight or a nine this year?
Possibly.
No, that it's a yes or no question.
Who are the ones? Purdue.
Purdue, Houston, UConn, and Tennessee. It's up to you. Tennessee just lost. Do you think another team slips in like UNC?
Arizona.
UNC would have to win.
Oh, wait, no, Arizona lost to USC.
Yeah, Arizona's not on one seed.
Oh, never mind.
It'll be UNC or Tennessee. Probably.
Whoever wins their conference that they both do, I think UNC gets the edge.
I like all four of those teams. I don't think that we see I think the one seeds are all going to make the Sweet 16.
Yeah. If Kentucky goes all the way, you think they're a two or a three?
What, Kentucky? They're going to be a three seed.
If they win the SEC?
Oh, well, now if they win the SEC tournament, I don't
know. I don't see how they can go up to a two. If we lose first round, I think we're a five.
They get the number one three.
If we lose first round, I think we're a five.
They're the number one three seed. They're the 9 overall team, I think, if they win the SEC tournament. But anyways, that remains to be seen. Lots to will happen in the next couple of weeks here. Well, not for us, but in the college basketball landscape, high school basketball landscape, and obviously coaching carousel. Louisville will have a new coach probably, or have no coach by the time we come back. Any final thoughts before we get on out of here? We've been talking for a while.
Go Tops. Win Conference USA.
Yeah.
See USA.
Hey,
boys.
I'm going to say
go
it
Tops
this time.
And go Cats. 9-24.
You heard it.
I hope by our next episode, Kenny Payne's gone, but they haven't hired a new one, so we can talk about the speculations and who we think Louisville's going to get.
All right.
I only dream that by the time we get back here, the Tops will have made the tournament as a 15 seed and upset, like,
for them, hopefully.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
sick of shit.
You heard it here. Will Gerber alongside Leroy, Cole McIntyre, Tyler Fernandez, Logan Blandford, Tanner Blood, and teleprompt Top signing off, as always.
Go Top.